We've been talking about sin. Talked about it yesterday. We're going to talk about it today. We'll probably talk about it tomorrow. Which begs the question, what is the worst sin in the world? Now, some of you right away will jump to the, well, if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, that's the unforgivable sin. That's the worst sin. Well, maybe. But you know what I think is the worst possible sin? And I think you might have to agree with me to some degree. To some degree, you have to go, yeah, you might be right. The worst possible sin is covering up your sin. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. What a great day. Man, it's going to be 90-some degrees here in Minnesota. I'm not complaining because in 6 months, it's going to be like minus 90 degrees. Hey, if you want to reach out to me, you can do so at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. T as in Tom, D as in David, A as in Alan, giantslayer@gmail.com. Also, need a website? Check out Webstix, webstix.com. Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net. His company will do you right. You need a small website. You need a massive website. They can do it all. Also, if you want supplements this month and only this month, wellbuiltsupplements.com. Jump on their Facebook page. Share them. Like them. You could win some free supplements. And like ammo, supplements are kind of expensive, so free supplements are even better. And you know what? They're good supplements. I take them. I like them. Do me good. So make sure you check it out. Now, if you're in the Madison, Wisconsin area, and you're a guy, and you're looking to get away and enjoy the outdoors, August 6th through the 8th, you can join men from all over that area for their first Camp X at Estico Park. Hiking, canoeing, kayaking, fishing. In fact, you might be listening to me on 97X right now, and this is their first ever men's camp out. You can spend time with other Christian men, and if you want to know more about it, you can look for the link in my notes. You can message them or follow the link to register. Sounds like a great time. I wish I was in the area. Finally, revolutionforefathers.com. That's number four. revolutionforefathers.com. Putting new swag on there all the time. And ladies, you know you can get your shirts in light blue, in pink, in red, three different types of gray, black, white, everything. We've got it all. And yes, you can order sizes for women. And you can order all the way up to 5XL if you're a big old lug like me. Make sure you check it out, Revolution, the number four, fathers.com. And they've got a ton of other great shirts on there, so just make sure you check them all out. So now, what is sin? We talked about it at the beginning, the very first podcast. It's choosing your desires over God's desires. It goes way beyond just following the Ten Commandments. It's when you choose to do what's right in your own heart and in your own mind, rather than choosing to do what God says is right. Which again, we said, His number one command is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and spirit. And if you do that, then you will have an intimate relationship with Him, and you will know what His desires are. So even if you keep the Ten Commandments, you can mess up by not listening to that still small voice and living according to His desires. So we covered what sin comes from. It comes from our good intentions. And when we follow our good intentions and not do what God wants us to do, pretty soon, those little parasites turn into evil. They turn into poison. And we covered different natures of sin. Let's cover that now. Let's finish up with the different natures of sin that we see in the Old Testament through different words that they use. The next one is pasha. It means to break, to fall away from, to revel or revolt against. It means you try to take rightful authority of your life. That sounds pretty popular in today's world, doesn't it? You're choosing to sin in order to assume control. Like I always say, rebellion is a false sense of power. Why is our world so rebellious right now? Because they've never felt more powerless. Save the trees, save the whales, you know, pro-gay rights, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, all these causes, all these issues, people yelling and screaming and banging their fists, holding signs, torching buildings, whatever, however they do it, it's because they feel powerless. So they're trying to rebel to feel some sense of power. That's that word pasha. The next word is rasha. It means to make noise or a disturbance. It literally means the wicked make noise in their life. Look, Sinful people are hard to be around unless you're sinful. I don't know if you've ever been in that crowd of people. Maybe you have to go to a family outing and your family's not Christian and you've got to be with them 2 or 3 days. And it's just irritating after a while. It's like this noise to your spirit. You know, when I go to concerts, and I'll go to secular concerts, I've learned not to go for any of the bands except for the one that I want to see. So I went to, this wasn't even a Christian concert. I went to, the band, Math Rock. It'll come to me. But anyway, they had 2-3 bands ahead of them. And I just, I went to the concert. I didn't know the other bands playing, but I thought maybe they're a lot like the main act. And with the crowd and the noise and the attitude and the music, it just wore me out. It was just noise to my life. So Dream Theater, that's who it was. So by the time Dream Theater got up to play, it was hard to enjoy them. And they're not offensive at all. They're just great musicians. That's that sin, Rasha. It makes your life noisy. You're irritable to be around. Or other people are irritable to be around. Then you have the word me'al. It means to cover up, act in secret. There's a secret sin or there's deceit or fraud. You're unfaithful. You know what this is? It's lying and then having to lie to cover a lie. And then you have to keep lying and pretty soon you believe the lie. But as scripture says, all sins will be found out. Don't, 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 don't. The Greek has just as many words for sin, but we'll just stick with the Hebrew today, but this is where I'm going. 2 Peter chapter 2, the whole chapter really talks about the unrepentant and how they will pay for their sin here on earth. It's not saying the unsaved, but it's simply saying those who are unrepentant, those who know Christ but refuse to repent will grow cold. In fact, they break it down like this. First, there's the grievance of the Holy Spirit. You make the Holy Spirit sad. He pulls away. You've offended him. Secondly, there's this loss of fellowship with God the Father. You pray, and it seems like, every time. Say, Heavenly Father, Father, Father. Are you there? There? You're like, he's not in the room. Like, where'd he go? And thirdly, as it continues to grow without repentance, you lose your spiritual power in your daily life. You know why so many people find their spiritual life as flat, powerless, just sucks? Is because they aren't repenting of the sin in their life. They're not dealing with the sin. Like, I'm going to heaven, I'm saved. Yep, you're right. But you still have unrepentant sin, which is getting between you and an intimate relationship with God the Father. Ephesians 4:30 says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit for whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Now, there are all these pictures of the Holy Spirit in Scripture. We see him as a dove, as a river, as a light, as oil, as power, as dew. All these different things, but don't forget, he's a person. He's a real person. Sin offends him. He will slowly pull away. The noise and unrepentance of sin in your life will cause him to back off. He's a gentleman. You know, about, I don't know, 5-6 months ago in a sermon I was preaching at my church, I made kind of a stupid off-the-cuff remark. It was kind of crass. I wasn't trying to offend anybody, but I made a reference to a woman in our church about her mother. And I was trying to prove a point, and afterwards I felt so bad. I talked to the woman, who I know very well, and she's like, it's not a big deal. She goes, I understood what you were trying to say. However, I did offend a few people. In fact, I offended a couple in my church who walked out of church and never came back. And they told people, well, the pastor offended me by that comment. And so they left and never came back, as they should. Congrats to you too. Because you know what? That's what the Holy Spirit does. When we offend the Holy Spirit, he walks away. Oh, we still have the seal of the Holy Spirit. We might still be going to heaven, but he backs off. We feel powerless. We feel without purpose. We feel without meaning. We feel the joy of our salvation is gone, which is why David cried out after his sin with Bathsheba, Lord, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. That was a line that came out of a prayer of repentance. This is the sin in my life. Father, I forgive me of it. Deal with it. I want to stay accountable. I want to move forward. The beauty of sin is simply this, that God is there to forgive us if we'll go to Him and if we'll repent. Maybe there's something you need to put on your to-do list for today. Maybe it's repent. Garth Heckman, The David Lines. Thanks for sharing the podcast, rating the podcast, and until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.